What if you could measure your employer brand as a single number? What if you could track it over time? We do that. It's called the Employer Brand Index. Continuously measuring what's positive and negative about you as an employer from a candidate perspective is the key. The Employer Brand Index helps you measure your employer brand and validates your perceptions or draw up a few surprises, both good and bad. The Employer Brand Index works best when done over time to see how things are changing. Some companies use it as a baseline before they launch their EVP. Others add in some talent competitors to see how they stack up. Stay on top of your employer brand. Go to employerbrandindex.co to learn more.
Hey, sans Vesan, it's Jorgen Sundberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast, brought to you by your friends at LinkHumans, fine purveyors of data-driven employer branding. Today, we're going to talk to a multinational financial services company, and we're going to zoom in on a specific region in the world and learn how they've fairly recently set up an employer brand function, what some of the ongoing projects are, and also their approach to refreshing their EVP. So let's start the show.
Hey, Cara, how's it going?
Yeah, great. Thanks very much, Jorgen, yourself?
Very good, thanks. So welcome to the podcast. Please let our listeners know who you are and what you do.
Sure. So my name's Cara McLeod. I'm the regional employer branding leader for Asia Pacific at Allianz.
Aha. So Allianz, I'm familiar with this company, but for those who are not, what does it do?
So Allianz is one of the world's largest insurance and asset management companies. So, you know, we're covering everything from life insurance, health, products around like housing, home and contents, basically everything and anything you would want to insure in your life, we cover it. Even here in Australia, we have something weird and wonderful. We have crocodile insurance, as you can imagine, in Australia, if you're in the outback in certain parts and you're attacked by a crocodile, well, we have insurance to cover you. But look, one of the areas most people would be probably more familiar with our brand is in sporting arenas across most of Europe, particularly in Munich, where our headquarters are. We're a main sponsor of the Bayern Munich Football Club, but there's terrific stadiums across most continents in Australia, across the US and the UK. We have a global reach of 147,000 people globally, covering 70 countries.
Great. Yeah. And I live in North London, quite near to a Allianz Stadium for the Saracens. So that's the rugby union team. So that's that makes Allianz a household name here in the UK for sure. Right. And what are some of the talent challenges that the company is faced with?
I think particularly from an Australian perspective. So my role is covering 50% Australia and then across Asia, where I support 11 countries or divisions of the company. I think what's very unique, especially from an Australian financial institution perspective, is the fact that we went through a Royal Commission. And this meant a huge deep dive into the banking, insurance and superannuation sectors. And this has led to all of these types of organisations within Australia being required to follow a financial accountability regime and program. So it means that you have a war for talent in market you perhaps were not expecting. So when we're looking for risk and compliance people, project managers, business analysts, change managers, organisational development people, so is everybody else in the financial services. So it's kind of a unique talent problem that we're facing here in Australia, as well as I think most people across anywhere in the world, the war for digital talent as well, and IT and technology. We're going through a huge transformation, as is most organisations, and really wanting to be as innovative in this space as possible. And so therefore, we're also battling against every other organisation, tech giant, professional services, vying for that same type of digital talent as well. So, you know, we've got a real double whammy where we sit here in Australia. Across Asia, I hear more around, you know, our sales managers, our broker, our agency, actuarial, more assurance-based types of roles. So it's a real spread, a real mix of talent acquisition challenges that we face. And it's a very new environment for me to be working in. I've sort of clocked up, I think, 6 months. So I'm still very much learning as I go, but it's a quite a diverse talent and candidate group that we look at.
Yeah, sounds like it. Right. Tell us about your employer brand strategy. So you've been 6 months on the job, and how far have you been able to get?
Yeah, so the reason I joined Allianz, and I guess the challenge that I was really excited about was coming into the organization and setting up the function and really putting together a robust and very consistent approach to how we think about employer branding for both Australia and Asia. And I came in because I was quite engaged by the EVP that I saw on our website, which is the Home for Those Who Dare. And look, for me personally, I really, I found the proposition really engaging, and it definitely spoke to me personally and what I wanted to do and the challenge that I saw coming in to Allianz. And since I've been here, it's kind of become a bit twofold, really, because I'm setting up an entirely new function. I'm thankfully preaching to the converted. You know, there's a huge amount of energy and there's terrific support for employer branding. But I'm also in a great opportunity because we are currently looking at refreshing our EVP. So I think I've come in at exactly the right time by being able to help my teams across Asia and Australia start to think about employer branding in a more strategic approach and really, I guess, set the scene, create the foundation for the incoming refresh, which is due early next year. So the challenges and I guess the daring side of what I'm doing here is really about helping to move or shift from being very recruitment marketing led. My teams out there across Asia and here in Australia have been terrific at really following a marketing toolkit on how to brand, how to raise awareness of who we are and what we do through certain channels and really be consistent with the use of the brand. However, I really wanted to shift gears and really help them to think about employer branding a little bit more holistically. So at the moment, we're actually going through a global refresh of our EVP, which is a really exciting opportunity to enable from a regional perspective and really help from a local country perspective as well. The work is in flight right now. It's probably the first time I personally have been involved in a refresh, which is hand in glove working with a marketing team. So our group strategic marketing team is working very closely with our group people attraction team to drive our really holistic approach to thinking about our customer value proposition and our employee value proposition. And in fact, that has two sides to it, where we're also wanting to ensure that we have complete engagement with our employees as well. So when the project was designed and scoped, it was very clear there were three target groups who wanted to consider: our customers, our employees, and our future candidates. So at the moment, we're going through a process of working through a proposition. We're conducting some internal research. We're also evaluating, getting feedback from people across different countries on their preferences. And then we'll go into a process of creative as well, which will, you know, really bring to life the look and feel and the overarching EVP for us globally.
Great. Okay. Yeah. So I recently spoke to Vodafone, the telecoms company, and it's interesting when they developed their EVP, they also did something very similar. It was actually just an extension of their whole corporate positioning, if you say. I think it's really powerful if you're able to do it all in one go, because everyone who's already bought in, and then typically employer brand would usually not have this, but marketing are in at the table. They can deploy their budgets and really help us.
Certainly, and it's often after the fact, you know, we'll see the corporate brand positioning change, and then the EVP will be, you know, thrown a dime and a leash and okay, see what you can do with this. I think what's terrific about our approach is we introduced a new internal vision last year, And then, you know, the decision was made, look, we really need to embed this into how we're communicating to our customers, how we're engaging our people, and how we're attracting new talent into the organisation. So it's a really holistic approach. It speaks straight to, I guess, you know, any kind of a Venn diagram where at the heart of it is that vision. So, you know, you really are connecting up all levels of visions and values around, you know, why people join the company, why they stay, and why customers are going to use you. So it's a terrific approach. I'm very excited to be a part of the process and be involved in the development and working with our global team. And I think that's also very important that they're certainly engaging across major stakeholders globally as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So most corporates will have all that, well, corporate furniture, I like to call it. So it's nice that you can get it all aligned and in one place. Nice. Okay. And in the meantime, whilst you're redoing or refreshing the positioning, are you running campaigns? Is there any activation ongoing?
I guess my role being less than 6 months old, you know, I was brought in really to set up camp, to create foundation for employer branding, very much from the grassroots, so across Asia and Australia. So from an Australian perspective, we've been trying to put together what we call, you know, brilliant basics. And this is something which my boss, who is the general manager of the people COE, a center of expertise, turns this, because it's really about foundations. It's really about ensuring that we have got the right basics in place and then really building from that. So this year for me is about building the foundation. Next year is really shifting that dial and transitioning and thinking more broadly. But at the moment, it's really about picking out the key parts of the organization that really need help, that are being strategic in both their talent acquisition strategy, and therefore I can partner with that group to really bring the employee branding thinking and strategy along with it. And I think one thing we do really well across all of Asia and Australia is recruitment marketing. So I could not fault the way in which teams will activate a toolkit. They'll follow it. They'll brand themselves really well. All the material, all the collateral is terrifically consistent on brand. You know, you'd smile out loud. But what I'm not seeing is, what are the stories? You know, who are the people? Where are the proof points? What are the experiences? What are the career themes and drivers which really underpin a certain part of the organization, as a division, or even from a country perspective? So that's what I see as being the huge opportunity in terms of really driving more of an employee branding approach, is really getting under the skin and pulling away the layers and really letting the people stories shine, bringing to life, well, what are those core themes for a segmented part of our business. So in Australia, I've been carving out specific projects that have got a much more strategic approach at this stage. I am one person, so I, you know, can only do, I guess, so much. But I think what's been terrific is having enormous support from a very talented talent acquisition team and leader, and really partnering with our HR team, as well as then with the business, and bringing those three things together to create a really robust approach. At the moment, that's our focus here in Australia. For Asia, where I have a bit of a very virtual role, I can't physically be on the ground, but really it's about creating a bit of a roadmap and helping people to think about, what are the quick wins? You know, what are the things you can do now which are not going to cost you too much? There's going to be a limited amount of time and resources involved, but can get you off the ground and can get you building up that foundation. And then that gives us time for the things that we want to do in the next 6 months. So it's really about providing those steps, developing the capabilities of the team in-house with the right training and toolkits and guidelines to build up their employer branding strategy step by step. So hopefully when we have our refresh next year, you know, we have a great foundation from which we can then really begin to amplify, take the global EVP and really be able to localise it through the lens of people's stories and career themes and I guess testimonials, which really connect at a local level.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm also thinking ahead here now, but how will you go about measuring the impact of employer brand? Are there any specific metrics you have in mind?
Yeah, it's really early days. We don't have a lot of social media presence. You know, we don't have dedicated channels for careers. So, you know, those kind of things, which would be your usual go-to, you look, let's take a look at our fan growth, let's look at engagement. That's not really on the table for us, given some of my teams in the region, especially are really small and just don't have the bandwidth. So I have to be a bit more creative, but I have to think a little bit differently. And one of the things I'm personally extremely passionate about is employee advocacy and, you know, the power of amplification through people sharing the content and their own stories because they feel proud about where they work.
Yeah.
So, you know, one of the things I'll be hoping to set up and using tools which allow us to look at the engagement and the estimated media value of having ambassadors. So that's one approach, I think, which really helps to position employer branding and return on investment from a perspective of social media and what we can achieve through those channels and really brand amplification. I think, you know, in terms of where, you know, the rubber hits the tires, it's got to be around the recruiting metrics. It's really hard to draw a straight and narrow line from a piece of brand work all the way down through to, is that person a quality hire? You know, I've tried to put in place many programs like this. I think probably for the first time ever, I may have the opportunity of being able to do that end-to-end where we have some great content out on social, we build the right landing page, we then have the link that then will go straight through to an open rec, and then we can track it all the way through. That's my dream in terms of the metrics. That's what I aim to do. That's where I hope I can get to, especially here in Australia. But in other regions where we may not have, you know, as a sophisticated applicant tracking system or the ability to connect with our digital platforms, you know, I want to be able to educate around just the looking at the increases in referrals and measuring the quality of those referrals, taking a look at, you know, the time to hire and the quality of those hires. So, you know, going back to more recruiting metrics versus looking at more of the social analytics, which, you know, if I had the channels, I probably would go to first. But I'm really hoping to provide a little bit more around the recruiting metrics as being the return on investment and our measurement.
Yeah, that's a great place to investigate, I think. And what would be your top tips to other employer brand professionals listening to this now? And you can draw on these 6 months at Allianz, but also your long and illustrious career before that in this space.
Given, you know, I've come into such a different sector from where I was before in professional services, you know, I think that the biggest tip for me is start to talk to people as soon as you can. The way in which you're really able to understand and get a real sense of what is the employer brand, what is, you know, the real experiences people having, is setting up those interview groups and focus groups and research to hear it for yourself. You know, one of the things I've set up as a part of one of my deliverables and commitment to my region here is, you know, I'm doing 5 interviews in every country across Asia. You know, there's 11 different entities that I look after. So, you know, do the math. It's like I've committed to doing like over 50 interviews. Purely, it's my own education. It's helping me understand what it is about Allianz, no matter where you are across Asia, that makes it a great place to work. And it's fascinating. And that's why I do what I do, because I really love hearing and talking to people about their stories and why they chose to work for that particular organisation and that particular location. So it's really all about shoe leather on the ground, talking to people as soon as you possibly can.
Great. What is it that makes this role special to you? Is it anything that gets you up in the morning, you go, hey, employer brand?
It's always been about the research element and really, you know, I'll be on a call with somebody and asking them questions, and I just want to hear something I've never heard before. I mean, and that's a tall order. It's I've been doing research for such a long time. I've been working in this space for, you know, close to 20 years, but it's still always very exciting when I hear something in a completely different way. I've never heard it before, and I just realized straight away that's a gem right there. There's a nugget of something, and it's really exciting. Happy to sit through the interview after interview where all I hear is, well, the people are really friendly and they're really warm and they're really nice. But when you get to that call and you're having that interview with someone and they say something that does, it chokes you because I've never heard someone talk about their workplace before or their team or their job or what they do and the impact they're having. That's what I love about what I'm doing. And in a place like Allianz, and especially in Australia, I mean, over the summer we've just had recently, where we went from most of the country in battling bushfires for an incredible amount of time, then through to drastic flooding, and you're working for a company that is helping millions of people cope with that. Mm-hmm. And then you're talking to those people about what it means to them. And when they say, I just really want to help people, and I want to be there for them. And why do I keep doing it? Is because I know I'm really making a difference to their life. And it's hard not to feel something. And that, for me, is the best part about doing what I do. You know, I never thought that working in an insurance company could come with so much emotion. And yet, you know, I'm talking with people, being a part of a company that's helping, you know, everyday people just build their lives back from pretty much the ashes or from nothing. And so it's a real privilege to be part of.
Yeah, great. Okay, so final question for you, Cara, is where would you like to direct our listeners in terms of, is there somewhere online where they can learn more about Allianz and the employer brand, and also where can they connect with yourself?
I'd love for people to connect with myself. I'm really a massive advocate of building the employer branding network and connecting people. So, you know, from down here in Australia, we're really trying to build a profile. We know our counterparts in the US and the UK are probably streets ahead, but we're trying to get there and hold our own. So the more people that can connect with employer branding practitioners in Australia, the better. So please feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn. That would be great, because, you know, the more connections, the better, the more we're able to share and collaborate and learn from each other.
Fantastic. Right. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much, and really enjoyed the conversation.
Okay. There you have it, folks. And of course, if you do have any insurance needs, Allianz might be able to help you. So check them out for that reason as well, why don't you? And if you would like to subscribe to this podcast, feel free to do so at employerbrandingpodcast.com. We're also on Spotify, Apple, Google, SoundCloud, Stitcher, all the usual places. Finally, if you would like to instill a bit more science and proof into all that hard work you're doing for employer brand, feel free to check out the Employer Brand Index, which is our approach to looking at 16 different areas of employer brand and really being able to score these from 0 to 10 and also give you an aggregate score on how your employer brand is faring. And we can do that over time so you can see the trends and also comparing you to competitors to make it really interesting. So have a look at employerbrandindex.co for more information on that. That was it for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in, and look forward to catching up next time. Hey-o.
Where does a typewriter go for a drink?
Don't know.
The space bar.